AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions remain high at the Capitol. There was a lockdown briefly this morning during rehearsal for Wednesday's presidential inauguration. President-elect Joe Biden wasn't there. The lockdown was set off by a fire away from the Capitol. The smoke could be seen in the sky. It was not considered a threat. A mass coronavirus vaccine clinic is opening today on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay.
You'll see 11 check-in stations, including our mobile interpreter service for those who do not speak English. 24 vaccination rooms equipped with computers and barcode scanners, and 111 spaced out chairs for post-vaccine observation.
But the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is worried about supply for people who will need the second coronavirus shot.
I believe the Biden administration understands the importance of this. We will get the vaccines that we need.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is hoping this is a good sign. Coronavirus cases are leveling off following holiday gatherings.
Yes, the numbers are coming down today. If we have a second wave by a new strain, you'll see that number go back up.
Cuomo says another project is to convince some people in New York the vaccine is safe. A man from California who told police the pandemic left him afraid to fly was arrested on charges he hid in a secured area at Chicago's O'Hare Airport for 3 months. Adida Singh is now prohibited from setting foot in that airport. A Russian judge ordered opposition leader Alexei Navalny jailed for 30 days, a ruling that comes after the leading Kremlin critic returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on President Vladimir Putin's government. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley has found a new publisher for his book, which was dropped by Simon & Schuster in the wake of the siege of the Capitol by supporters of President Trump. The conservative publisher Regnery announced Hawley's The Tyranny of Big Tech will come out in the spring. This is AP News. An anonymous donor is giving $40 million to the NAACP's Legal Defense and Education Fund for scholarships.
The LDF says with that money, it plans to send 50 students to law school. In return, they must commit to 8 years of racial justice work in the South, starting with a 2-year postgraduate fellowship in a civil rights organization. The LDF chose Martin Luther King Day to announce the Marshall Motley Scholars Program, named after former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and Constance Baker Motley. As lawyers, both played a pivotal role that led to the court's Brown v. Board of Ed ruling outlawing racial segregation in public schools. I'm Julie Walker.
Extreme cold has hit parts of Europe, with freezing temperatures cracking railroad tracks in Poland, snow blanketing the Turkish city of Istanbul, and smog spiking as coal was being burned to generate heat. A skier in Switzerland who had been buried by an avalanche over the weekend died in a hospital of his injuries. Ed Donahue, AP News.